This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Warrior! You landed on the Coach JV podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise!
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Coach JV podcast. Talk about motivation, health, and life. I'm your host, Coach Shavy, your top health and mindset coach in the world. Remember, what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind, will eventually become your words and become your reality. If you can see it in your mind, eventually you can hold it right here in your hands. What you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes an unconscious activity. All right. So yesterday we talked about if your why does not make you cry, you need to get a different why. We talked about discipline and consistency, which is something I bring up a lot. And today I want to talk about your respect level. Like, how much do you respect yourself? And one thing I'll share with you guys is that you will never, ever be respected more than you respect yourself. You can give respect to people all day. You can, I used to say fake it till you make it. I can't stand that. But it's an outwardly thing, right? You can be respectful and be kind, yes. But when it comes to the reverse effect, right? Energy out, energy in, it's all coming from internal. If you find yourself being taken advantage of, if you find yourself in a people-pleasing position where people are walking all over you, and it's kind of like the lady that, one of my favorite stories in the Bible, and I paraphrase it big time, with the lady that was carrying the jars of meal. I think it's called meal. She had, I think it's meal. But the lady was carrying jars of meal down this long, long, long road, right? And let's just paraphrase the story as if she was going to meet people who really deserve whatever's in those jars, right? So she's going down this long, 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 long road. And by the time she gets there, she didn't realize the whole time that she had holes in the jar. And every step she took, some of the meal poured out and poured out. And by the time she got to the people that she loved, the people that she deserved, the people that she respect, the jars were completely empty. It's because she didn't respect herself enough to even look around to see that people were stealing from her jar, that people were taking from her, and there was no mutual value exchange. And it's time for you to stand up, chest proud, chin up, and respect yourself, to draw a line in the sand, to set standards, to set morals, to set ethics, to set principles, and stand on those like a rock. You stand on those knowing that sometimes there's going to be people that may fall out of your life. And if they do, that means they don't respect your morals, your principles, and your ethics. And why would you want them in your life? And this is a hard decision for people. You know, we constantly bend over backwards, and then we keep doing that for somebody. Don't they keep coming around, and they keep using you, and they keep tapping on you, and they keep draining you dry. And then when you need something, or when something's not in alignment with them, all shit hits the fan, right? Guys, you got to start respecting yourself. Now, how do you do that? What does that mean, right? To me, it's an energetic sense. So from my personal experience, it's taking care of myself mentally, physically, health-wise, right? Physically, health-wise, spiritually, meditation, having principles. For me, and in business, it's integrity, honesty, and uncompromising belief in God. For my family, it's peace, freedom, and family structure. And I am a hard line in the sand for that family. If anybody disrupts those, it's a hard no. I don't care how close you are. I don't care what part of your ecosystem you are. If that disrupts that and you don't respect that, but my family does, my team respects that. You know, some great examples is, you know, we run a company called Merlin, and I'm very thankful because, you know, the respect that the leadership has on that team, and they're like, hey, listen, we do tour spaces late at night there. I have kids, man. And it's like, for me, I want to be a father that is remembered for the memories that I created, not for the hours I put in at work. So I work from, I get up, you know, I start my day at 2:50 in the morning. You know, my basically my work day, because I'm already, that's part of my fitness, my mindset, meditation. I'm already grinding by 5:30 in the morning, 6 o'clock, doing my first YouTube, and I'm done by 2. And after 2 o'clock, guys, I don't work. I'm sorry. I would rather be in a situation where I could be with my kids versus, I'll give you an example. You know, I've had moments where people have, you know, offered, you know, Jeremy and I or CFO, like all these opportunities. We'll just make it very simple. All these opportunities, people are like, we want to do business with it. And it's like, you know that they're going to be pulling on your strings and asking to meet late at night. And it's going to be not a mutual bag exchange. The answer is no. We're just like, no, Jeremy and I learned through that process. It's just like, sometimes you just got to say no. But the reason why we can say that is because we have respect for ourselves and we have principles, morals, and ethics that we align ourselves with. So this maybe hits some of your hearts right now because you know exactly what I'm talking about. You know exactly what I'm talking about. You're letting people walk all over you and then they walk all over you. And then when you need them, they're not available. At what point are you going to stand up for yourself? So the first thing that I did is obviously taking care of myself mentally, physically, spiritually, all that stuff. And then I define my principles and decide what I would stand on for my family. And I don't bend those, guys. So I think it's very important for you to set some principles for your family. I highly recommend a book called Ray Dalio called Principles. There's one, it's the principles of Itaya. If you pull up his books, Ray Dalio's books, it's a little red book. I don't think I have, I think it's in my office at the facility. But it's a little red book called Principles. I highly recommend all of it. I'd read that one and it changed my life. Many books have changed my life. A lot of Ray Dalio books, but this is more leadership. Ray Dalio has a lot of macroeconomic books, but this one is about setting principles for your life, standards for your life. And I recommend all of you guys pick it up because it's a great read. It really got me in alignment with like, what will I stand for? Especially with all the different, things happening within our life, different businesses, different personalities. And oh, I was bringing up that story. Sorry. We work with a team called Merlin that we're part owner, owner of Merlin, co-founders and creators. And they're so respectful of my time, right? They, you know, they know they do Twitter spaces late at night. And I just won't do it. It's family time. Spend time with my son and my daughter and they respect that. That's, hey, that's outside of JB's alignment. And they're very respectful too, because I set that standard forward. And vice versa, I would do the same thing with them. If they came to me with, here's my principles, here's what I stand for, here's my line in the sand, then I know that I can't go across that line. And if I choose to, I would call them personally and say, listen, I'm about to jump the line. I want to ask you a question, right? And so it's just a great way to live your life because people just know. It saves you a ton of stress of having to say yes to things you don't want to and saying yes or saying maybe to things when you know you're going to say no. Just set the standard. Just set the standard. The answer is no. Right? They don't even have to ask. And if they ask you, you're kind of shocked. You're like, wait a minute. Like, you know that I don't work after 2. You know that I don't work on weekends. And some people in an entrepreneurial space would say, oh, that's bullshit, blah, blah, blah. I've become successful doing it. I've become financially free doing it. It's worked for me. I don't know if it'll work for you, but it's worked for me. You know, it'll be a lot of grind culture. People say, you got to grind 16, 19. I was lying to myself. I was extremely ineffective working 16 to 19 hours a day, destroying my family, destroying my relationships with my daughter and my son, destroying my relationships. You can be successful. You just have to be extremely effective. Somebody who's really good to follow would be obviously me around that and you know, the way that I'm speaking around this. And then Rob Dyrdek, man, he is a beast. He's the one that was Robin Big. If you remember that show, is a great, great show. He's got a great podcast too. I think he's on his path to be a billionaire. He systematizes everything in his life and he prioritizes family, prioritizes his wife and his relationship. And he's extremely successful. Multi-million dollar ecosystems, big investor, right? You can have it all, guys. There's so many people out there that can help and support you that you could help become wealthy too. At the same time, sharing the love to be able to have that balance with your family. So I love you guys. I appreciate you. Make sure you respect yourself. And once you do that, people will respect you. Warriors, rise. Get your shit.